Just before we pray for God's leading as we hear his word and apply it, I think I want to just say once again thank you to all who serve in different ways here. For those who serve in leadership during the week, Tony keeping busy with all kinds of sweeping early this morning and with cutting the grass, Leo in the organ, help in the back in so many ways, the council, the different people who serve in different ways. Whitby Emmanuel is in our prayers, and we pray for God's continued leading now and in all that he calls you to. We're going to pray now for God's leading as we hear his word, as we meditate on it, as we apply it. And we pray that the words that we share from his word may find a place and a home in our hearts and lives. Let's come before him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of your word. Lord, how we know so clearly your word is a lamp for our feet and a light for our paths. Lord, I pray that as we hear your word this morning, that it would be your word of truth, that the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts would be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Lord, we pray that you'd be with your people, whether it's here in Whitby or in Ontario or in Canada or all over the world who are opening your word and set aside a day to worship you. Lord, especially be with ministers and missionaries in places where they don't have the blessings that we have. Guide those in areas where there is turmoil or struggle or difficulty even finding enough to eat or a place to worship you in peace. Lord, we pray that as COVID dissipates, that your churches might and your people might see the blessing of worshiping together and gather more fully and reach out all the stronger. Lord, as we look to your leading in this day, in Jesus' name, amen. So for the scripture lesson, for the scripture message for this morning, I'd like to share from Luke 19, verses 1 to 9, words that are familiar, words that talk about something that we can all learn from and apply. The word of the Lord is from Luke 19, verses 1 to 9, familiar passage about Zacchaeus, and I look forward to tying that in together with some others, but also sharing what it means to me and can mean to us too. The word of the Lord from Luke chapter 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man there by the name of Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him. But Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." The word of the Lord, and may God add his blessing to all who hear it and read it and who apply it. So consider something in your life that has changed in this past year. Now consider, for better or for worse, in our world, our culture, over the past year. And in light of all of that, Let's remember the truth as I read in our devotional book. There's new ones out there. As I read in our devotional book, Words of Hope, remember that Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because when we look at the truth of God's word, as it applies in just one situation 2,000 years ago out of Jericho, we can learn the truth of what Jesus did while he was here, but it has application and meaning for us too. Jesus still offers the only source of comfort and hope. And we can respond and we can belong, like our Heidelberg Catechism says, in life and in death, to our faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus still goes ahead. Yes, Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem, but he still goes ahead in preparing the hearts and lives of those he calls. And what a difference it makes when we consider the people that we see at work, at home, in our community, the people we encounter in different places and ways. Psalm 18, verses 1 to 2 tells us, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Let's remember that with all of the things we see around us, that Jesus is still in control. And it's not only Jesus who's in control, but he gives us his word in guiding us. A hiker has a compass to give direction. A driver might have a GPS. A teacher might have a plan. And still north remains north, and the road has a destination, and the plan has a purpose. And Jesus still calls people to himself. He calls us to confess him, to know him, to respond to him. And he calls us with the hole that's in our hearts to have a heart for the Savior. And Jesus will forever seek and call in his saving way. So, looking at this verse, these verses, Jesus is passing through Jericho, the city of palms. Interestingly, he's about 15 kilometers north of Jerusalem, likely just within a week or a few days of Palm Sunday. And we find a most unexpected encounter. Beyond all human understanding, why did Zacchaeus want to see Jesus? Especially when you think that he's a chief tax collector, a foreman, an overseer in a hub city that has many travelers and business people going in and out. He would have received a percentage of what those tax collectors were gathering in that area, and to many people, he had a strong label on him. He had a reputation of being a sinner, and even more than that, being the leader of sinners. He was successful, wealthy, and yet he still wanted and needed to see Jesus. What had he heard? It's interesting when you take a look in Luke here, because already in Luke 5, verse 27, Jesus had called a tax collector. Jesus called Matthew sitting beside his tax booth. Let me just read that from Matthew 5, verse 27. Luke 5, verse 27. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his booth. Follow me, Jesus said to him, and Levi got up and left everything and followed him. I wonder if Zacchaeus knew about that. Or how about in Luke chapter 15? Tax collectors were gathered around Jesus. Tax collectors and sinners. I wonder if Zacchaeus knew about this. Or even in the chapter just before this, Jesus speaks about one rich young ruler. And Jesus speaks about wealth and even his calling for that young man because he wanted to have a place in the kingdom of God. And so we find here Jesus has a reputation. In Luke it says, the scribes and Pharisees, the teachers of the law, why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? But also this in Luke 18, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. You know, through what Zacchaeus had heard, he was looking to see this one, Jesus. Jesus had spoken against hypocrisy, self-sufficiency, particularly that of the scribes and Pharisees, of the teachers and the religious leaders, and he sought out and he showed compassion to those who were labeled as outsiders. Yes, the poor, the marginalized, the downcast, and even this tax collector who the religious establishment, you might say, rejected. Matthew 9, verse 13. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Go and learn what this means, for I have not come to call the righteous, meaning the self-righteous, but sinners. Luke 15, verse 4. What man of you, if he had 100 sheep and loses one, does not leave the 99 and seek the others? So you see what had happened around this time was something that maybe pricked a little bit of curiosity in Zacchaeus, or a calling. He wants to see Jesus, but he couldn't. He's too short. He runs ahead of the crowd to where the lineup hasn't yet formed, and he climbs a tree. But let's back up a little bit. God is working in Zacchaeus' heart because sinners do not, of their own accord, seek Christ. Zacchaeus was on a quest to find Jesus, but preceding this is Jesus on a quest to find Zacchaeus. So as Jesus gets closer, he looks up and he calls him by name. And he calls him with urgency. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. Jesus seeks the one seeking him. Or rather, Zacchaeus looks for the one looking for him. He calls him by name with an urgency and immediacy, a personal call. I must stay at your house today. It's interesting that so often in Scripture we read of patience and persistence and perseverance, but several times in Luke, especially in the Gospel of Luke, there's an urgency, there's a need because Jesus is passing through. But he's never too busy to stop and call those on the way. Have you noticed how sometimes that's in our lives too? We get busy with all different things, and Jesus uses different things on the way to call us. But he doesn't just keep calling. Sometimes we have our eyes and ears open a little bit more, and we find ourselves in that tree, wondering a bit more about who this Jesus is. So, Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' home. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. And it seems as if with the same bold way that Jesus calls Zacchaeus as he stops at the foot of that tree, in the same way Zacchaeus, as he sees and has heard so much about Jesus, he comes down at once, right away, and welcomes him, not just welcomes him gladly. And I think we need to look in our own lives too, because there are times when God calls. And we need to always pray that God would give us ears to listen. He invites us to be part of his calling, his ministry. He invites us to respond. He takes the initiative. And that's what communion is. 2,000 years ago, God gave his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and now is the time when Jesus says and calls us to respond, to remember in looking back, to look ahead because one day soon he's returning, and to celebrate in communion with the blessing of God's people here now and this morning, doing this in remembrance of him. So, Zacchaeus gladly accepts the way Jesus says he's going to come to his house. And remember, this is the biblical time of when this happened. So it's a bit different than now, because when you take someone in your home, you're also kind of, you're agreeing to protect them, to be with them. It's more than just an invitation into a house. It's an invitation into a home and a heart. So, Zacchaeus comes down, welcomes him there. But it doesn't end there, because something happens now. Something happens in those first moments when Zacchaeus is telling Jesus, yes, come to my home. All the people are there. All the people of Jericho, people may be traveling with Jesus. Jesus is with his disciples, yes, but there's a crowd that's been gathering. Maybe they have an expectation already of what Jerusalem and what things there might mean, because they know he's going on his way steadfastly. So the people say, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. Well, he has. Chief of sinners. But Zacchaeus does not listen to the crowd. And sometimes we have to stop and say, Lord, there's what the crowd says. There's what other people say. But what are you saying? When Zacchaeus responds to the invitation from Jesus, I'm coming to your house, come down immediately. When Zacchaeus invites him in, welcomes him in gladly, Zacchaeus could have turned around and listened to the crowd. This is when we need to be a people of faith and of the word. We need to look for God's leading and act on it. The people saw and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. Zacchaeus, what does he do? Let's take a look right away at this. Zacchaeus stands up and says to the Lord, he doesn't address what the crowd is saying. It's hard to address what the crowd is saying. He looks to Jesus. And unlike the rich young ruler in the chapter before this, Luke 18, the rich young ruler who left sad because he had many possessions, sometimes we have to have the blessing of reading two biblical accounts, one after another. That happened just the chapter before this. But here we have Zacchaeus showing in what he says and what he's going to do, what a difference it makes to follow him. Jesus is welcomed into the home of Zacchaeus, and Zacchaeus says, look, Lord. And he's not saying, look, Lord, because he wants people to look at him. He says, look, Lord. He's not like the Pharisee and the publican who are giving money at the temple and want other people to see what's happening. He's saying this to the Lord God. He's saying, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay it back four times the amount. So Jesus says something in response to this. Zacchaeus' heart and life is changed because he's responding to what Jesus is doing. And Jesus says something that we need to stop and pause for just a minute, just a few moments before we share in communion this morning. Jesus sees what is going on in this man's heart, and he says, today, salvation has come into this house. And keep in mind, just a little over a week and a half after this, when Jesus is in Jerusalem, when Palm Sunday has happened, while Jesus is dying on the cross for our sins, Jesus says this to another man. He says to the thief on the cross beside him, I tell you today, you'll be with me in paradise. Because of what has happened in Zacchaeus' heart, welcoming Jesus into more than his home, Jesus says today, salvation has come to this house. And then there's another little part of it. Right after that, it says, because this man too is a son of Abraham. Well, likely Zacchaeus was a descendant of Abraham, but now he's more than that. He's a part of the family. The words here, he's a son of Abraham, refer to not simply what he is by blood, by birth, but what he is by being born anew. For the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus declares that it's his role to seek and save the lost. And I pray that we always remember that. Jesus goes ahead of our intentions, our outreach, our lives, our responding to him. He goes ahead by the way he calls us, and we are called to respond. Actions show a new heart and priority. In Zacchaeus, Jesus shows the welcoming into the kingdom of heaven through the gift of his salvation, the gift of being part of the family of God, and addressing that it's Jesus who continues to seek and save those who are lost. It's a very familiar story, Zacchaeus. But may we realize that it's God's calling. It's God's calling that brings us here to worship him. It's God's calling that allows us to receive salvation and receive in remembrance once again all that he's done. It's God's gift that he gives us the strength to walk in faith, truth, and in his love. And let's respond to that and then hear the faithful calling, the faithful assurance that Christ gives us, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your calling. We thank you for places in Scripture where you come to those who are humble, to those who have such great need. But Lord, you also come to those who seem to have everything that the world offers. And yet, Lord, we know that we can only find salvation in you. Thank you for opening us up to that truth, your will, your way. Lord, we pray that as we share in communion this morning, we may look back once again at all that you have done and given. In Jesus' name, amen.